You're about to be introduced to a group of fly-under-the-radar marketers who you've probably never heard of, living life on their own terms, working from anywhere in the world. While others live to work, we work to live. We reject the status quo, the cubicle, and the morning rush hour. We don't allow a boss to tell us how to live our lives. Instead of waiting until we're old and gray, we're spreading our retirements out over the next 60 years to enjoy the prime years of our lives. We can work from anywhere with a laptop and an internet connection. We do things differently. We work smart instead of hard. We don't trade time for money. We trade results and impact. If you would ask your parents or a college advisor if what we're doing is possible, they'd shake their heads. Yet, we're doing it every day from cafes on the beaches of Bali,
mountain chalets in the mountains of Colorado,
and jungle apartments in Colombia. And we're making more money than we'd ever make in a full-time job. This podcast is about one question.
How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world?
If you want the answer, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. Here's Christian.
I know I talk a lot about struggles that beginners have in business and why people fail. And I think that's just because I think about this constantly. Like, why can two people come in, same business opportunity, one person absolutely crushes it, they change their life forever? Like, we had a student in WFA the other day, Charmaine. She went out there and she got her first paying client. Now, this client was paying her $5,000 a month. Now, for most people, that can completely replace your salary. This one client, she's doing one thing for one client, solving their problem in a meaningful way. It's not that complicated to get into business. People make it way, way harder than it is. And then you can have somebody else who comes in and maybe they give it a shot for a little bit and they think that it doesn't work. They haven't tried it for very long. And this happens to them over and over and over and over and over again. So I see a lot of comments from people on ads because we advertise a lot. And so I'll see people that aren't in the program, but they'll say, you know, I've tried all of these, none of them worked. And if the only thing that's in common between every single training program on the market is that this person was the one in them and they didn't get results, like, maybe it's their fault and it's time for them to look at themselves. And so I've been thinking, though, like, what is it with these, with the people that don't succeed? What's happening, not just in their minds, but in their actions, that's causing them not to get results that they want? And I think it just comes down to, are you performing your business activities? That's something I think of a lot. Every single business has business activities, things that happen every single day in that business. They have to happen or business doesn't exist. And a lot of times people buy into information products or they go try something new and they think like the event of starting this thing is what gets the result. And they don't understand that what actually gets the result is daily business activities. So if they've stopped doing those business activities, then they shouldn't expect any results to come. So I use the gym analogy over and over again. In a gym sense, this would be like, did you show up and go to the gym today? And then did you push it when your trainer yelled at you to get two more reps? But in a business sense, this is really simple. We have five business activities. We have lead generation, lead nurture, lead conversion, delivery, and then retention, resell, and upsell. And these five functions have to happen every single day, whether you're Apple Computers or your local marketing agency. They have to happen every single day in the business for your business to continue. And as soon as one of these functions ceases to exist, then your business will die a horrible death. And so if you're wondering, will I make it? I would ask yourself, can you continue to do these five functions on a daily basis? So let's go over each one real quick. Number one is lead generation. This is how many people can you get to raise their hands every single day and say, I'm interested in what you have to offer. So in the Apple example, they do all sorts of things to generate leads. They do millions and millions of dollars in online advertising. They do TV advertising, print advertising, pretty much every kind of advertising you can imagine. And they also do partnership deals and things like that. So JVs, joint ventures. So they are generating leads all over the place. Now, let's talk about a local marketing agency. For most people, when you're just starting, this is like, how many local businesses did you reach out to? So let's say you service foot doctors. You generate leads. This is a service you offer, is you run Facebook ads for foot doctors. How many foot doctors did you reach out to today? And that has to happen every day in your business, one way or another, whether that's you doing it, an employee doing it, software doing it, or advertisements doing it. So that's number one, business activities, generating leads. Number two is nurturing leads. This is happening every single day in any business. So if this is Apple, they're nurturing leads through more advertisements. If you opt into their email list, they're going to send you information about their new products. They're going to continually stay front of mind. They're going to talk to you when you walk into the store and answer any questions you have. They're nurturing the lead. It happens every single day in the business. In your local marketing agency, this is things like, what do you say to a lead after they reach back out and say that they're interested? Do you offer to get on a call with them? If they miss the call, do you figure out why they missed the call? Is it because you didn't follow up with them beforehand? Is it because you didn't make it easy to get on the call? So you have to do all these things to nurture the lead and get them to the next stage. These have to happen every single day in a business, no matter what business you're in. Activity number three, conversion. This is when you convert a lead to a sale. So I'll use Apple Computers and local marketing agency again. I'm doing this just to demonstrate that no matter what business you're in, these activities have to take place every single day or you will not have a business. So if you're wondering why you don't have a business, it's because you're not doing these. Conversion. This is when you convert the lead to an actual sale. So in Apple's case, this happens in store. A sales rep in the store is going to convert the person to an actual sale. That's when money enters into Apple's business. And in your local marketing agency, this is going to be you either on the phone or talking to your client in person. This is when you have a conversation with them, you figure out what the problems are, figure out if you can help them. If you can help them, you make an offer to work with them. They pay you money. That's conversion. Next, we have delivery. This is actually delivering the product. So in Apple's case, this is that new iPhone that you take home. And then also when you unwrap that iPhone, does it work properly? The promises that were made to you, are they living up to those promises? So product delivery. There's a lot that goes into this. For Apple, it's manufacturing and everything, design, research and development, all of that. So delivery is a big one. In your local marketing agency, delivery is running the ad campaigns for your clients. So do you see how this is piecemeal? So these can all be handled by contractors, employees, subcontractors, software, whatever it is that you do in your business, but you need to make sure that it's happening every single day. So that's number four. Number five, the fifth business activity is retention, resell, and upsell. So this is pretty self-explanatory, but with Apple, this is things like, are you buying apps from the App Store? Are you purchasing AirPods? Are you buying a computer? If initially you bought a phone, are you buying an iPad? So this is, can they sell you more products that you love? So this is not a bad thing. Sometimes people think that sales is a bad thing. When Apple sells you more products, it's because you love to use their products. And so the same goes for your customer. If you're in a local marketing agency, retention, resell, and upsell is how many months do they stay with you? Are you sending them weekly reporting or updates to communicate the value that you're bringing to their organization? Are you retaining that customer? And then also, how can you make more money from that same customer? So maybe they want to scale their ad campaigns and you make a percentage of their ad spend. So maybe month one, you made $1,000 from this client. Maybe month two, you make $5,000 from the same client. So that's retention, resell, and upsell. So those are the five pieces. Super simple. Lead gen, lead nurture, conversion, delivery, retention, resell, and upsell. So if you're listening right now and you're one of those people and you say, I've tried all the programs out there, none of them work, or somebody sent me a message this week, they had not opted into WFA, but they were thinking about it and they said, give it to me straight. What does it really take to live comfortably from an online business? They said, what does it really take? Is you have to learn the skills to perform these five business functions. And if you can do that, you will have a business. Because sure, you're going to run into problems with each area of, with each function in the business. But as soon as you run into a problem, you're going to figure out how to solve it. So maybe one week you're not generating enough leads, right? And you think, oh, well, I'm not performing a core function of the business. How can I generate more leads? And then you figure out a way to do that. So whatever area you're weak in these five, I'm not saying you have to be perfect. You're always going to be lacking in one of these five areas, most likely all five. You just look at these five areas and say, okay, how can I get better in that area? And then over time, you get better and better in each area. So those are the five core functions. If you have tried everything and nothing works, ask yourself, am I performing these five functions every day in this business? So if you bought an e-com program that teaches you how to sell on Amazon, and you say, it didn't work for me. They said it was going to work. It didn't work. I would ask, are you performing these five functions every day? And if you can keep performing these functions, you will have success. Okay. I'm not saying you'll have no failures, but I'm saying your failures will show you the path to improvement in each of these areas, and you will find success that way. So we use these five functions to plan our quarterly goals, to figure out what we need to focus on this quarter, to figure out where we need improvement. So if you're looking at your business right now and you want to know, how do I grow my business? I already have a business. I already have customers. Things do work for me, but I want to get better. Evaluate your business on these five functions. You can just rate yourself 1 to 5 on each function. Look at which ones are severely lacking. Focus on those first. If you're not generating leads, function number one, that's got to be priority, because without new leads, you don't have a business. So focus on that first. If that's already good to go, figure out what else is weak. Focus on constant, never-ending improvement in these five functions. And if you're one of those people that never got results before, or you haven't had the results that you actually want, focus on these five functions. Keep doing them. When you start to make more money, put people and systems in place to cover some of these functions so you don't go crazy. Because as a business owner, it's kind of crazy to do all five of these by ourselves, right? But in the beginning, that's what we have to do. We have to learn the business. We have to get these in place. Once we start to make some money, we can hire. We can use subcontractors. We can put systems in place and use software. So maybe instead of generating leads yourself, once you start to make some money, you run ads and those ads generate leads for you. Maybe instead of you doing conversion yourself and taking those sales calls, you hire a sales rep who works on commission. Maybe instead of you delivering those ad campaigns yourself, you hire a subcontractor who can deliver the ad campaigns to the client for you. So you see, as you get bigger in business, you don't have to do all five of these yourself. You just have to make sure they continue to occur. I hope that helps. This is really important stuff. It's more basics. It's more fundamentals. If you get the fundamentals right, everything else will be easy. I'll see you in the next episode.
How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review now. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. See you next episode.